Tahara process of the Mitzara. So we use an Eitz Erez and an Ezev Ushnit Elohas as part of the Tahara process. So Rashi explains that the idea of Eitz Erez and Ezev is that both over here and later on by Bepar Aduma, Rashi says that a person who is Niskoya, like an Erez, and he's the tall, proud cedar, has to be Mashbal Atzma, he has to, Bechota, Yashbal Atzma, Ke'ezav, he has to lower himself down like the Ezav, which is a very small, low bush. So he has to learn to be Mathnia himself. So now it means that the Ezav is part of the Avera process, and the Erez is part of the Avera process, that's the Gaiva. And the Ezov is the Tahara process. But both of them are used in the Tahara process. So Sasem wants to know, in this week's portion, in Shnas Tav Resh Lamedes, he wants to know why the Erez is used as part of the Tahara process when seemingly the Erez is part of the Avera process, not part of the Tahara process. So he says something fascinating. He says that the tshuva is the process of lowering oneself down. The tshuva, so it comes out that the Erez is necessary for the process. The tahara only comes through the process of taking the tshuva, of being an Erez and making an Erez into an Ezev. So if he never would be an Erez, he wouldn't have that element of tshuva. So theoretically, every person could do a chait. And by doing a chait, he's being machshav of himself, that he has a right to decide what to do, etc. Connected the Rotzam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's an element of gaiva in that. And then be machshav of himself and create a tahara process which will cleanse him. He says, but the problem is, chait leaves tumah, and the person gets stuck being an Erez and not becoming an Esav. But when a person finally comes to the recognition he really needs to correct himself and he really works on himself, he's able to do that process. The cleansing process of a person looking at himself and recognizing where his chesronos are and where his attitude is wrong, and he feels that, you know, he really understands that he's right, etc., and he comes to recognition that he's wrong. That moment of the recognition of the foolishness and the stupidity of believing that he had it right and he knew what he was talking about, and the kapora process which comes with that recognition of the person's limited vision and limited understanding and relearning how to think, that itself, the lesson which is learned by that from at that moment of the recognition, it's an integral part of the process of redirecting oneself. The ability to take that recognition and internalize it with the clarity which it gives you, the contrast gives you a clarity that you won't do it again, you won't make the same mistake again. That is, it's integral to the process. A person does something wrong, and they say something to a friend, and they don't realize the impact that it's going to make on the friend. And they look at the friend's face, and they see that their friend was hurt by it, etc. And they say, "Oy vey, I didn't realize what I was doing. That was a stupid thing to do. I didn't realize how it was going to be affected. I thought it was going to be otherwise." That's necessary for the person to learn the lesson. That impact, that shock, drives home the lesson much greater than the talking about it, thinking about it. It drives home that the shock, how could I have done such a stupid thing? Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's part of the cleansing process, part of the learning process, is that clarity. So the same way that works on a spiritual level, that Tzvasev is talking about the process, it also works on a quote-unquote practical level, the clarity which we get when that happens, and that's part of our entire process. Have a good Shabbos.